GOP predicts Biden organized crime ring received $50 million, $30 million more than shown. By Wendell Hasebo on September 23, 2023. Republican lawmakers recently predicted their investigation into the Biden family could prove the Biden business raked in more than $50 million, about $30 million more than bank records show thus far. Based on the evidence I've seen so far, I think the number is going to be north of $50 million that we're talking about here, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, said on Fox News. Throughout the investigation, the House Oversight Committee unveiled several tranches of Biden business bank records. Those showed the Biden business received at least $20 million from business schemes in Romania, China, Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. In total, nine Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including two of Joe Biden's grandchildren. Related, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. This will go down as one of the most politically corrupt presidents and families in U.S. history, Mace added. And we've got to show and prove it to the American people. We've got to show them everything that we have. Speaking with Fox News's Sean Hannity, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, supported Mace's $50 million prediction. Do you believe that number is realistic and right? Hannity asked. I do think it's realistic, Comer replied, noting the committee has yet to uncover personal bank records of Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, who secretly negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between a U.S. company and the Saudi Arabian government due to his relationship with then-Vice President Joe Biden, court documents revealed. We haven't gotten to Jim Biden, Comer said. The subpoena for Jim Biden's personal bank records will be the first crack at Jim Biden. Remember, Jim Biden didn't leave a laptop lying around, so it's not been as easy to track his transactions. Comer intends to subpoena Hunter and James Biden for personal and business bank records as soon as this week, a committee spokesperson told Breitbart News. Comer did not issue subpoenas sooner because the committee insisted on practicing restraint to show good faith. Hunter Biden denied the committee's request in February for bank documents and communications, claiming the demands lacked a legitimate legislative and oversight basis to request relevant information. We believe that this was a very organized crime ring because of the way the money was dispersed through LLCs and the shell companies and the way the money was dispersed through the various Biden members, Comer told Hannity. Joe Biden was very involved in this, Comer added. He knew what the family was doing. Meanwhile, the White House, Democrats, and their allied media outlets push outright disinformation by claiming there is no evidence to support an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Related, Schiff, Biden inquiry is an evidence-free impeachment proceeding. I can tell you that Hunter did not share his business with his dad, Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abbey Lowell, told CNN. I can tell you that he did not share money from his businesses with his dad. And as the evidence out there, his dad, like all good parents, tried to help Hunter when Hunter needed that help. The statement by Lowell, a newer member of the Hunter Biden defense team, is a dramatic narrative shift in the Biden world. Joe Biden and his staff previously claimed he never discussed business with Hunter Biden and that he was not in business with his son. Related, no. Biden snaps at reporter asking about involvement with Hunter's shakedown text. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.